You're listening to SBS News.
In Melbourne's inner northwest, just 8 kilometres from the city centre, the Maribyrnong River has burst its banks. Standing knee-deep in dirty brown water, nursery owner Andrew Jones surveys the damage to his business. He estimates he's lost hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of stock, including hundreds of pot plants that are now sitting in the river.
I've not seen it come up this far ever. We've certainly seen a few floods here over the years, but this is probably one of the worst ones we've had. As you can see, all of our stock now is all underwater. We've managed to retrieve some, but we've got machinery that we couldn't get out quickly enough. The water just came up so fast.
Authorities began door-knocking residents on Thursday, but the flood threat escalated dramatically. By Friday morning, residents near the river were told to evacuate, with about 100 properties flooded in Maribyrnong, Ascot Vale and Keilor. Maribyrnong Mayor Anthony Tran says residents of 60 households had to be rescued by SES crews.
We've had rescues going all day. As the minister said, we've had 60 rescues, but that's 60 households, and if you think about that as two parents, two kids, that's around 200 different residents that have been rescued at this one time. I spoke to one of the SES members, and they told me they've rescued 12 people from one residential site, and that is a substantial rescue. For us, this is a part of our recovery, and to be honest, our Maribyrnong residents have been so resilient. They've been so cooperative, and most importantly, they've been willing to show the fight that I think a lot of us have in us.
The federal member for Maribyrnong, Bill Shorten, says the community hasn't seen floods like this since 1974, or perhaps ever.
I drove around the areas which were to be flooded last night, and it's quite shocking that where I was driving last night is now all underwater. And floods happen throughout Australia, so this is not a new story for people in parts of New South Wales or Queensland. But certainly in the case of the Maribyrnong River, which flows right past Flemington Racecourse and some iconic Melbourne features, for people in the middle of the city to be flooded, it's devastating for them.
Not far away, evacuation orders were given as the Werribee River threatened properties in Melbourne's west. Other city rivers, including the iconic Yarra, were also expected to reach major flood levels, covering bike paths and sporting facilities. The flooding comes after heavy rain across much of southeastern Australia, caused by a deep, slow-moving pressure trough. The Bureau of Meteorology's Diana Eady says many rainfall records have been broken, with some places getting 3 or 4 times their monthly averages in a couple of days.
Event totals that we've seen over the last few days: 224 millimetres at Strathbogie North, 212 at Charnwood, both near the Euroa, 171 millimetres across the Central Highlands at Avalon Station, and 166 millimetres at Seymour.
People in regional towns including Seymour, Benalla, Carisbrook, Rochester and Charlton are under evacuation orders, with hundreds of homes and businesses flooded. Other communities face a nervous wait as rivers in Victoria's north and west continue to rise. Tim Weebush from the State Emergency Service says the extent of the rain means river levels will likely be equal to or greater than the record 2011 floods. He says the situation is continuing to escalate, with many rivers expected to peak over the coming week.
So as you can see, there's not many parts of Victoria that aren't experiencing major flooding over these coming days. We can't emphasise enough not to drive through flash flood waters. We've disappointingly seen over 200 flood rescues now that have had to be undertaken by our fire, police and SES crews.
Across the state, more than 500 homes have so far been inundated, while a further 500 properties have been isolated by floodwaters. But Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says potentially thousands more properties are likely to be affected.
But this event has obviously well and truly started and will run for a number of days. We won't see peak levels of flood water for quite a while. And of course, there is then the other issue of rain events that are forecast in coming weeks. And of course, the ground was already sodden before this last couple of days of record rainfall. We know that even moderate rain events over coming weeks will present a real challenge for us as well. So this is with us for a while yet.
The Premier says emergency payments are available, worth just over $1,500 for affected families. He's also spoken to Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, who has agreed to provide federal assistance, including ADF personnel. Victoria and the Commonwealth are also in talks about reopening the Mickleham COVID quarantine centre in Melbourne's north to house flood victims. Mr Albanese has urged people to continue to follow flood warnings and advice.
This is a difficult time. My heart goes out to those communities who are affected at this time, and the federal government stands ready to provide whatever assistance is requested in accordance with our responsibilities from New South Wales, Victoria and Tasmania.
The destructive weather system was not limited to Victoria. About 250 properties in the town of Forbes in central west New South Wales have also been ordered to evacuate after the Lachlan River reached major flood levels. In northern Tasmania, rainfall records tumbled, leaving communities around Launceston under threat of flooding. As Australia experiences an unusual third consecutive year of the La Nina weather system, it's also the latest in a string of damaging flood events across the east coast this year. Standing in a flooded street in his home in a Melbourne suburb of Kensington, Greens leader Adam Bandt says the link to climate change is obvious.
This is not normal. This is what the climate crisis looks like. This extreme weather is being fuelled by coal and gas. We are seeing once-in-a-lifetime and once-in-a-hundred-year events now happening time and time and time again.
And he says the state and federal governments shoulder some responsibility through their continued commitment to fossil fuels.
Well, I challenge the governments to come to Victoria, come into inner Melbourne, come to the regional towns where people are now battling to save their homes and stay safe, and tell those people that opening up new coal and gas projects is a good idea. We have to keep ourselves, our families, our loved ones and our neighbourhoods safe, and that means stopping opening new coal and gas projects. The time is now.
Claire Slattery, SBS News.